Bellairmusicfestival.com and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more. Bellairmusic.org.
Welcome to WJFF's calendar. Here are some of the arts and cultural events taking place in our listening area this week. Saturday, June 18th, Honesdale's Roots and Rhythm Music and Arts Festival continues from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Main Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Saturday, June 18th is Jeffersonville's Art Experience and Chalk Walk, where you can stroll down Main Street to view area artists' works. Saturday, June 18th, a young string ensemble will play the music of Beethoven, Schubert, and more. 5:30 p.m. at Gray Towers National Historic Site, 122 Old Owego Turnpike in Milford, Pennsylvania. 570-296-9630. Saturday, June 18th, Marika Hughes will play a concert at the historic Stone Church in Cragsmore, New York at 6 p.m. Saturday, June 18th, there's an opening reception for Summer 2011 at the Upfront Exhibition Space, 31 Jersey Avenue in Port Jervis, New York, from 6 to 9 p.m. The exhibit runs through July 31st, 845-856-2727. Saturday, June 18th, there's a lecture and dinner with artist Mark Dion at Mildred's Lane on Mildred's Lane in Beech Lake, Pennsylvania, with a 4 p.m. tour and a 6 p.m. dinner lecture to follow. For reservations, mildredslane@gmail.com. Saturday, June 18th, there's an opening reception for the CAS Second Annual Summer Members Show from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Catskill Art Society, 48 Main Street in Livingston Manor, New York. The show will run through July 17th, 845-436-4227. Saturday, June 18th is the Quick and Gritty Video Slam at Digit, the Digital Media Exposition, 7 p.m. at the Tuscan Theater, 210 Bridge Street in Narrowsburg, New York, 845-252-7576. Singer-songwriter Richard Parkinson will be at Baker's Tap Room in Barryville, New York, on Saturday, June 18th from 8 to 11 p.m. Shirley Valentine is being performed at the Forestburg Playhouse, 39 Forestburg Road in Forestburg, New York, through June 19th, 845-794-2005. The Seafarer is at the Shadowland Theater, 157 Canal Street in Ellenville, New York, through June 19th, 845-647-5511. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we'll be listening to three singer-songwriters, Joan, Judy, and Joni. Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell.
When the rooster crows at the break of know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say. Make me want to change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name. I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I give her my heart and she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. And I'm going down that long, lonesome road. But goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Joan Baez in concert, live, 1963. Joan Baez singing and accompanying herself on guitar, singing the Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice. Yes, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell. Besides the interesting fact that they all have such similar J names, these women all have something in common. You know, in the early 60s, there was so much happening down in Greenwich Village in New York City. Greenwich Village was like some kind of energy vortex or something. And the the folk music that came out of Greenwich Village in the early 60s is truly astounding. All three of these women came through that energy portal to begin their careers. Joan Baez. Joan Baez was born in Staten Island. All three of these women are about the same age. They're just 3 or 4 years apart. They're all born around 1940. Joan Baez was born into a family. Her father was a brilliant scientist, a physicist. And they moved all over the world as he pursued his career. He was appointed to a faculty position at MIT. They ended up in Cambridge. And she began singing folk music when she was very young. She heard Pete Seeger in concert when she was about 8 years old. 1956, she picks up a guitar and she starts learning folk music. She's invited to sing at the Newport Folk Festival in 1959 by a man named Bob Gibson, and they sing some duets. And she sings, she comes out, she's barefoot. And she's a huge success. She gets signed to her first recording contract by Vanguard. And in 1960, she releases a debut album. And her album is produced by a man named Fred Hellerman. And this is part of the folk singing tradition. When you think about the way that people were singing in rock and roll and simultaneously in folk music, and those two types of music are running parallel to each other, and eventually they collide in the village, okay? So Elvis Presley in the 50s, he's a white man singing with a blues gospel style that a black man might sing with. And all of rock and roll starts to follow that type of singing, where you've got Mick Jagger, you know, and Steve Winwood is playing behind the Isley Brothers, and everybody is influenced by that type of sound. And then you have Janis Joplin singing with a very, very gutsy, very rock voice. It's often difficult to understand all the lyrics. And then simultaneously with that, we've got folk music. And we've got the Weavers coming out of the 40s and the 50s with Pete Seeger singing. And a woman in the Weavers named Ronnie Gilbert. High, sweet, clear voice. And that's the style that all three of these women came through. They came through this type of folk singing, and they went into the village, and it all blends together in a magical way. So Joan Baez, powerful singer, evocative singer, powerful performer. Both Joan Baez and Judy Collins had the ability to take a song and to deliver it in a way that gave a virtuoso performance vocally. And when Joan Baez meets Bob Dylan down in the village in the early 60s, she's already been on the cover of Time magazine and nobody knows who Bob Dylan is. She was critical in bringing his music to the attention of the public. And both Joan Baez and Judy Collins did that. That was a signature of their careers as performers. Joan Baez paved the way for that type of sound with a woman singing in that manner. She paved the way for Judy Collins, for Emmylou Harris, for Joni Mitchell, for Bonnie Raitt. She was an incredibly influential singer. She was incredibly politically active. She took part in all the marches on Washington. She sang "We Shall Overcome" when Martin Luther King spoke in Washington. A powerful singer and an amazing performer. She did write some of her own compositions, and I think we need to listen to one of those. In 1988, she recorded an album called Diamonds and Rust. We're going to hear the title track, and she looks back to the romance that she had with Bob Dylan. They were romantically involved for 3 or 4 years in the mid-60s. So this is Joan Baez singing her own composition from her 1988 recording. This is Diamonds and Rust, Joan Baez.
Again, but that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 10 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Will you burst on the scene? Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you up. unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and there. The word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. 'Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid. Joan
Baez, Diamonds and Rust. Yes, love leaves all kinds of interesting memories. That's from her 1988 album, Diamonds and Rust. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, Joan Baez has recorded 30 albums to date. And later in the program, we'll be listening to a track from her most recent album, 2008, called Day After Tomorrow. So Joan Baez, Down in the Village, releases her first album, Vanguard, in 1960. And the following year, 1961, Judy Collins releases her debut recording on the Elektra label, A Maid of Constant Sorrow. Judy Collins. Judy Collins was born and raised out in Seattle, Washington, and as a young woman, she was going to be a concert pianist. She studied very seriously, and when she's 13 years old, she makes a public concert debut playing piano in the Mozart Concerto for Two Pianos. Well, 2 years later, she picks up the guitar. And her path goes a totally different way, and she becomes very mesmerized and involved in the folk revival of the 60s that was going on. And she starts singing the songs of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, and sure enough, she comes to Greenwich Village herself when she's 22 years old. And her first recordings feature the music of Tom Paxton and Phil Oakes. She records Bob Dylan's Masters of War. She records Pete Seeger's Turn, Turn, Turn. She plays the guitar and she accompanies herself. The hallmark of a folk singer. And Judy Collins, a clear, high voice, a different kind of a voice from Joan Baez. Joan Baez has a strong middle voice and a very recognizable vibrato. Judy Collins sings like silk. It's like she takes a melody and she makes it a perfect version of what it could be. I hear a certain classical influence in the way that she interprets songs. But the thing about Judy Collins is that she records such a wealth of material by songwriters before they were even known. If Joan Baez was critical in bringing Bob Dylan to the attention of the public, Judy Collins launched the career of Leonard Cohen. She records Joni Mitchell's songs before Joni Mitchell has even released her first album. It's an amazing thing. All of these women start out singing and accompanying themselves on guitar. But, you know, they all take different directions with how that goes. And Judy Collins does her first album in 1961. In 1966, she releases an album called In My Life. And this is the first time that she's broken out of that, just the voice and guitar mold. The album is named after the Lennon and McCartney song, In My Life. But on this album, she records a song by an unknown singer called Randy Newman. So we're going to be listening to the Randy Newman composition called I Think It's Going to Rain Today from Judy Collins' In My Life album. This is the album where Judy starts to depart from just the voice and guitar. And these are fully arranged compositions. 1966, the In My Life album. After that, we're going to hear 1967, an album called Wildflowers. Both of these albums are produced by a man, Mark Abramson. The Wildflowers album is arranged and conducted by Joshua Rifkin, and we're going to hear three songs from that album. We'll hear Joni Mitchell's Michael from Mountains, and then we'll hear a composition that Judy Collins herself wrote. Judy and Joan were not known as songwriters, although they did both write songs. And this is one of Judy Collins' most beautiful compositions. It's called Since You Asked. And after that, we'll hear the Leonard Cohen song, The Sisters of Mercy. Judy Collins will start with a Randy Newman composition from Judy's 1966 recording. Judy Collins.
Broken windows, empty hallways, a pale dead moon in the sky streaked with gray. Human kindness overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles. Keep love away. Human kindness, it's overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Lonely, lonely. Tin can at my feet. Think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me. Help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today.
On a gray background, there's oil on the puddles.
the stick that he found. Michael from mountains, go where you will go to. Know that I will know you. Someday I may know you very well. Michael brings you to a park. He sings and it's dark when the clouds come by. Yellow slickers up on swings like puppets on strings hanging in the sky. They'll splash on the suppers in wallpapered kitchens. Their mothers will scold, but Michael will hold you to keep away cold. Sidewalks are dry. Michael from mountains, go where you will go to. Know that I will know you. Someday I may know you very well. Michael leads you up the stairs.
The days
All the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. Then they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me their song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family and later comes round to your soul. Well, I've been where you're hanging. I think I can see how you're pinned. You're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned. They lay down beside me, I made my confession to them. They touched both my eyes and I touched the dew on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the season jealous if I learn they sweeten your night. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
Judy Collins, Wild Flowers. Her 1967 album, we just heard three songs from that recording, Joni Mitchell's Michael from Mountains, Since You Ask, a Collins original composition, and then Leonard Cohen's The Sisters of Mercy. And before those, we heard Randy Newman's I Think It's Going to Rain Today. So Judy Collins, yes. You know, Stephen Stills wrote that song, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, for Judy Collins. And it's interesting how all these musicians' lives crossed each other's paths down there in Greenwich Village. Joni Mitchell is actually a Canadian. And she comes to the United States when she marries Chuck Mitchell and moves to Detroit in 1965. In 1967, they divorce and she moves to Greenwich Village. And she begins managing her own career and performing on the folk music circuit up and down the coast in the village and up and down the East Coast. And she's down in Florida at a club called in Coconut Grove when David Crosby happens to walk into the room. And when he hears Joni Mitchell sing, it's an undeniable genius. There is such a talent in this person. As far as a singer and a songwriter, there's no comparison. There's no incomparable, in my estimation, with the genius that is Joni Mitchell. One of the most influential and accomplished musicians and songwriters that I've ever known in my entire lifetime. Well, apparently David Crosby felt the same way because he takes her out to Los Angeles and he gets her signed to her first recording contract with the Reprise label, and he produces her very first album. In 1968, Joni Mitchell makes her debut with Songs to a Seagull. David Crosby produces. Stephen Stills is playing bass on this recording. And the thing that's interesting is, you know, they all started out singing and playing the guitar. We heard Joan Baez with her Dylan song, Don't Think Twice. She plays and sings. Judy Collins also plays and sings at the beginning of her career. But as you just heard on the recording we just heard, she's now singing with all kinds of instrumentations and arrangements. Joan Baez kind of went that direction. She does a couple of recordings with Peter Schickley in the late 60s. So, and there's a lot of crossover happening with folk and rock and roll going on. So, when Joni Mitchell comes out in 1968, David Crosby convinces the label not to do any overdubs, not to do any fancy arrangements, just to let Joni sing and play the guitar. And because she comes out from Greenwich Village just singing and playing the guitar, she also gets categorized into the folk singer category. And even though Joni Mitchell is obviously influenced by folk music, from the very beginning, she is writing her own songs. And when she records, it's very seldom that she does a cover. Judy Collins recorded Joni Mitchell songs called Both Sides Now, the album that we just heard, Wildflowers. And that was a huge hit in the top 10 for Judy Collins. And on that same album, she recorded Joni's Michael from Mountains, which we got to hear. It was a year after that when Joni makes her debut. And we're going to be listening to a song from Joni's first album called Cactus Tree, her original composition, and it shows her beautiful, unique guitar style, which David Crosby was really instrumental in developing. He taught her how to play an open tuning guitar, which gave rise to a very unique and rhythmic way of playing the guitar that Joni has. The Songs to the Seagull, 1968, her third album is called Ladies of the Canyon, and she begins composing on the piano on the Ladies of the Canyon album. That's her third album. David Crosby is still producing, and we're going to be listening to the song that defined a certain genre. We'll hear her composition, Woodstock, where Joni is playing the piano. And then after that, we're going to move forward in Joni's career. Joni wrote music and released albums practically every year throughout the 60s through the end of the 90s. 1991's Night Ride Home really highlights Joni's unique guitar style as it reaches its full maturity. It's a song, it's such evocative poetry. She wrote the song while she was at her home in Hawaii. It's the 4th of July, and she's in the car riding home. And it's a song about the beautiful night, the full moon, and how beautiful Hawaii is. So we'll hear three songs from Joni Mitchell, beginning with Cactus Tree.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen, bearing beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off to starboard, in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds, while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of her beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest, while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree. while she was somewhere being free. There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try. He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the profits, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free.
Butterflies above our knees. this, like some surrealist invented this 4th of July night at home. Kill. Far from the overload, back at the bar, the band tears down, but I'll hear in the headlines the silver power lines gleam on this 4th of July.
Joni Mitchell,
Night Ride Home.
Night Ride Home. God, it's just a magic thing the way she writes a song. So beautiful. Such a beautiful thing to hear this type of singing, this kind of clear, open, smooth voice. Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell. I thought I'd end today's program. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. I thought I'd end our program today with one song from each of these women from their most recent recordings. From Joan Baez, from her 2008 album, Day After Tomorrow, we'll hear Joan singing a Steve Earle song, God is God. From Judy Collins, 2007, we'll hear Paul McCartney's Blackbird. And then from Joni Mitchell's most recent Shine album from 2007, we'll hear a song called If, which is Joni Mitchell's adaptation of a Rudyard Kipling poem. Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell.
Some folks see things not everybody can see. And once in a while they pass a secret along to you and me. And I believe in the miracles, something sacred burning in every bush and tree. And we can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. And gazed across the wilderness. Never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes, I'm sure about a little bit less.
it's God I need to trust. And I believe in God, but God ain't us.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Joni Mitchell. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to email, please get in touch. Now and then at WJFFradio.org. Thanks for listening.